We haven't made any changes for the mainstream. The mainstream has come to us, and so it is youth culture. It is about change, and it is about not, buying into the mainstream. And so there's been no watering down of this culture, and that is, the big plus. 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 The big plus.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And yup, E-Color over here. But not only that, we got the special guest, the first, real listener. I fucked up.
Real listener guest.
Yeah. Shout out to Daisha, though. We still love you, baby.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm not even off the green thumb this week either. I don't even understand it. But anyway, we have the governor, George J. What's up, man?
What's going on, brothers? It's fantastic to be here, and want y'all to know I'm honored to be the first listener guest, so that 10, 20 years from now, when this show's got millions of listeners across the globe, and they have the trivia question, who is the first listener guest, it'll be George J. And if I don't do anything else my whole career, then that'll be okay, because I made that trivia question.
Make sure you call in to win that money, though, for that trivia question. Disguise your voice. Be like, yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I know who that was. That was George J.
Exactly.
So, George J., before we get into the topics proper, I just going to go ahead and just tell the folks where you located and basically your first hip-hop experience.
Oh, man. So, I'm in Philly now. I was actually born in Philly, raised in the suburbs, then moved back to Philly after college, then moved to D.C. for a while. I was in D.C. for like 13 years down in y'all area.
Well, you know the area.
Down in the area for a while, and I love D.C., man. I get back as often as I can, and just recently came back to Philly like 2 years ago, and so my first hip-hop experience, goes back to when I was real little, but there were two kind of really formative moments in my life where I was really checking for, hip-hop or rap music, and the first one was my Aunt Betty bought me my very first hip-hop vinyl, and it was The Maestro.
Okay.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
R.C. LaRock, yep. The Maestro, that was the first one, and I was just like, yo, what is this? I just remember being like, this dude is just going in. And then the second time, I heard raps after that, and it made the impression, but it didn't really make the real impression until I was driving, going up to see some family in New York, and I heard The Message for the first time. So that's like, 82, 83?
Yes. Okay.
And I think The Message was just, from then on, it was like 90% of my music listening for the longest was straight hip-hop.
That's what's
like
up.
I couldn't get enough of it. And then being a black kid in a mostly white suburb, it was like, that was like my connection. Like the other brothers, when I would come into the city, when I would come into Philly, that was like, for me, that was a bridge to help me relate, just kind of listening to all that music and understanding some of that slang and understanding some of those affectations and mannerisms. I say hip-hop really helped me connect in a lot of ways with community that I wasn't necessarily growing up in at the time.
Okay.
See,
all right.
As calling you the governor, it fits because you poly in like a mofo, as Diff would say.
you got the governor background. He's got the clean, squeaky background. Yeah, this is the governor, baby.
That's what's up. No doubt. Let me get in. Let me go to the first topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Master P discloses why him and Fat Trail don't get along. So Master P and Fat Trail put out that mixtape is If We Care.
Is that what it's called?
that's what we call it.
I'm just playing.
Right, but in any case, so according to Fat Trail, and this is a statement directly, things didn't go right. Things weren't done correctly on the business tip, so me and Master P have no relationship. And so Master P goes on to say that I want above and beyond for Fat Trail. Took him out of a negative environment, got him to a safe place to stay in Los Angeles, transportation, money in his pocket, paid for his tickets, hotel, for him and his team, got him exposure, all without a contract just because I believed in him. What does Master P, he doesn't get any credit for trying to rehabilitate jail niggas.
Well, no, that sounds like more of the same, though. That's his game plan. That's how he used to do things. He used to do business back in the day. He used to buy niggas shit in exchange for all they publishing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
So Fat Trell is a smart jail nigga.
He didn't fall into the trap.
He didn't fall into the luxury goods in L.A. and he had signed this for a pack of Newports and Puma sweats.
Whoa. Damn, not a Puma sweat.
Well, I mean, if you want, I'll be honest, I've never even heard this Fat Trell rap. I heard the name, but I've never really heard any of his stuff. Is he nice, even?
No.
I figured he wasn't. So, my thing is, though, why would you fall into the trap? I mean, Master P ain't really that dude anymore. I mean, so, it's one thing if you fall in with a producer, if you fall in with a Kanye or the corporate, and, you know, you might be enamored by some of that, but I think Fat Trell's probably like, look, I want my money, man, because Master P's name ain't, you know,
but if you sign
ain't giving me no real bounce.
You sign with the corporate of Kanye, you ain't gonna be heard anyway, so it don't matter.
Yeah, you might get shelved, but I can see how you could fall into that trap, though. Whereas with Master P, I'm like, man, you know, pay me.
Yeah, that's real.
Because you're not giving me any bounce. I mean, look, I saw Lil Romeo on an infomercial for some, you know, online college. I mean, that cat.
Wow,
you know,
damn.
I'm just saying, hey, he was rapping about some. I can't. Y'all see the commercial?
No.
Lil Romeo on there doing some kind of infomercial, some college,
wow,
online, University Shopping of Phoenix type Johns. I mean, so I'm like, you know, if I sign with Master P, I'm going to want to see some dope.
So that's what's up. So Fat Trell looks like he is about his business. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz pleads not guilty in a felony drug case. Basically, this just boils down to stupidity. Your boy's getting off the plane at LAX.
Damn.
And, you know, I mean, they rifling through his luggage. And guess what? The dog alerted them to syrup in the luggage.
I'll be fresh as hell at the fed. Watch.
And he could be fresh, but he's going to have a fat felony on his records because certainly I'm sure they're going to prosecute him. I'm sure he's got great lawyers or whatever. But I'm just saying, he can get syrup anywhere. When he got to L.A., he could have got it. Why carry it with you? You want to answer that, Dunn?
I can't answer that, B, because I ain't even carrying no dose on the airplane, B.
I'm just kidding.
No.
Go ahead, man.
Why are you pleading not guilty? Don't these niggas talk about all the drugs they selling anyway?
Hey, but he's saying I'm talking about drugs on record, but I'm really a clean-cut college graduate.
Is that your bag?
No, that's not my bag. No, that's not my Louis bag.
So, no doubt. So, 2 Chainz, I don't know what to say. No shouts to 2 Chainz, just because.
Well, Dionne Warwick, B. I mean, people just do the dumbest shit sometimes.
Yeah,
you know
I understand that, man. But come on, man. You got janitors on your payroll to carry that shit, yo. Yeah. Come on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they said airport took took a bottle of Listerine from me one time, man. I ain't never make that mistake again.
Yeah, there you go.
I was salty. When I travel by it, so I was like, you know, so I know better than to carry even like mouthwash or aftershave on the airport anymore.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know what cats are thinking.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is E-40 will release 4 albums on the same day. His upcoming project, Sharp on All 4 Corners, will be released as 4 individual albums. It's being followed up by Welcome to the Block Brochure or Welcome to the Block Bro, Welcome to the Brochure, something shit like that. Anyway, his last album was 3 individual albums. Now, I know a couple of weeks ago when we interviewed MC Shan and he had like a 46 track mixtape. Now, I'm not saying who got it from who. I'm just saying now you got Master P on consecutive plus minus 3-4 single solo CD releases. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, overkill?
E-40.
To me it is, yo. I know what Shan said about, you know, shelf life and all that, but damn. 46 tracks or 4 albums.
So, come on, man. At a minimum of 15 per track per CD.
You asking a lot, B.
You hipper than a hippopotamus, though, B.
Attention spans are not that long, yo.
Wow, yo. E-40.
I mean, cats even making money off this stuff anymore?
Nobody's making money off the physical. Only really at the top of the food chain when you're dealing with Kanye, you know, the corporate, you know, Drake, people like that. But you guys, right, like E-40, they're not making any money. I mean, they're making money touring, but right, they're no physical. Nobody's making money on the physical. Not really.
These niggas got to go back to hand-to-handing again to make that money off the physical.
And it ain't even hand-to-handing. I saw an article about a kid who just came back from South by Southwest.
Right.
And he said he didn't understand why Cats is pressing up CDs. Because he said he had no less than 50 CDs handed to him. Mm. And so he took a pic of the street filled with just CDs dropped on the ground.
CDs don't fit in the iPhones, B.
The other thing is, like, if you go back to, like, even the history of it, like, how many anthology-length projects was really worth, you know, listening to start to finish? Like, from anybody.
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm trying to think, that's what I'm saying. I know y'all are historians. Y'all could probably pull out some, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, 4 CDs, 17, like, you talk about, like, almost 50 or 60 songs. Just wondering how many projects like that are quality from start to finish.
I think that I don't know if you're going to find a lot of hip-hop anthologies. I think you'll find best of. Right. I think you have to go to other genres to find anthologies from start to finish. Like, if you put in the anthology of Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
He exactly would be one person from start to finish, right, because just he's that type of artist. Right. You know, in hip-hop, other than the best of, and that goes to the greats.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you know, the best of Public Enemy, you know, you're not going to have a lot of the new material on that best of. That's going to be the Def Jam years, probably.
Right. Ain't going to be 50 songs either.
No, that's true. Now you got a point there. A lot of this, what you got to look at is quality. I mean, E-40, even if you're a fan of E-40, come on, man. There's 4 CDs at once. That's not a lot of quality.
You're going to be off that carnal tub or that, what is it called? With your finger problems, pushing that button.
Oh, carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel.
So, no doubt.
Timer. 40 mile.
No doubt. Next topic, go to Hip Hop Digest, is Quincy Jones says it's hard to get used to Lil Wayne. And what he meant by that is that he was recently asked about today's pop acts and how they stack up with the people he worked with. And Quincy Jones goes on to say that, I'm from the era of Ray Charles, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha Franklin, Frank Sinatra, Michael Jackson. It's hard to get used to Lil Wayne. Is Quincy Jones an old fogey? Or he just can't appreciate real good rap?
I'd say both, actually.
I say both.
He's about 100. He's both, B.
He's both. Can't
you
appreciate
know Quincy
it.
Quincy ain't really, come on, vibe, B. You need to say anything else?
I'm just asking you.
Nah, he ain't messing with real hip-hop.
George B. J., is Quincy Jones a folky, or you just can't appreciate good rap?
Man, I think it's both. He's got a point, I guess. I mean, you can't compare... But it's not fair to compare Billie Holiday to Lil Wayne. It's not fair to compare Billie Holiday to anybody.
That's true.
From the last, you know, couple of generations, really. You talk of, he's worked with once-in-a-lifetime talents, people that were giants among their peers. I mean, he worked with Michael Jackson. You know, there was nobody you could compare Michael Jackson with, you know, with the possible exception of Prince, back when Michael was at the peak of his power.
No doubt.
So, I mean, you talk about, and even then, I would appreciate the sentiment more if he was more like, you know, us hip hop haters, you know, when we say, you know, we compare Lil Wayne to the era of EPMD, De La, Big Daddy Kane, Public Enemy, and so on and so forth. You know, like, I think you got to do more of the apples to apples.
That's
and
compare
Lil Wayne. If you're going to compare hip hop, let's compare what the new kids are doing with what Tess was doing back in the so-called golden era when there was actual more substance to music, more varied topics, more varied styles.
I agree. So, Quincy Jones, first of all, it was a loaded question because what he was asked is pop acts to pop acts. Lil Wayne is considered a pop act. I mean, of course, it was a loaded question. And Quincy goes on also to say that he's not singling Lil Wayne out specifically, but just as an example of today's music. Quincy Jones also goes on to say that another thing that he doesn't really appreciate is the fact that DJs such as Skrillex and that DJ Pauly D from the North Shore or South Jersey, whatever the name of that shit was.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore is getting $500,000 from places anywhere from Las Vegas to Brazil. And you don't even have rock groups with 3 to 5 musicians getting that. And Quincy is just basically lauding the fact that, just like us, a bunch of push-button-ass niggas versus a motherfucker who could sit down and really play a guitar or a keyboard or flute or whatever.
You know what's funny about what you just said, all of what you just said? Because when you, I had a reaction when he kind of backpedaled about Wayne wasn't dissing Wayne. I was like, damn, Quincy needs a job? And then for him to talk about the DJ, like, Quincy don't need no job in the music area.
No.
He might need to produce for Wayne one day. You never know. Back on
Quincy
the block,
Quincy don't need no job.
No, back on the block.
Quincy Jones Publishing takes care of that.
I understand that, but that's why he don't have to backpedal against Wayne. He could have said the same thing.
He just said, not Wayne specifically. Right, he just used him as an example of today's pop music.
Right.
Nigga, you can insert anybody you want to from today's pop era, and it's going to mean the same thing.
No doubt. No doubt.
If you're going to be fair about it, compare Billie Holiday to Beyonce, if anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think you got to do more of an apples-to-apples comparison. I mean, I see his point.
Wifey's taking an L if you're going to start doing that. I'm sorry.
Exactly. I mean, I agree. But you still got a more favorable comparison. I mean, you got somebody. I mean, you got to remember, if you go back to Destiny's Child, Beyonce's got at least a catalog that can begin to approach. You know, now I'm not talking about quality. I'm just talking about that can begin to approach some of the people that he's talking about from his era. I mean, Beyonce and then go back, I mean, it's got to be a good 20 years.
That's true, but hold up, son. When you said that first statement, you should have seen E. Color's face.
Oh yeah, he's not a B fan.
He was about to have my title revoked.
Oh
man,
I had to go back.
I had to go back and clean that up. I'm not talking about quality.
Beyonce's nice to look at. Sorry, corporate.
I think Quincy's got a point about. I mean, but that's pop music. But that's the whole industry, though. I mean, the whole pop music industry is single generated as opposed to artist development generated. I mean, he's coming from an era, even back in the day, like cats like Smokey Robinson and Marvin Gaye. I mean, they had to put their work in. They had to write.
No doubt.
They had to produce. They wasn't just put on. Nowadays, cats is, you know, ordained the next shit, like they Mufasa's son.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm
saying? Like Tutankhamun.
Let me see. Whole jungle just bowing like, you know, like, yo, this is a new dude. You know, so it's just a different, the industry is just different, which is why.
No doubt.
Exactly.
That's what's up.
It's an awesome circle of life.
So anyway, shout out to Quincy Jones. That's what's up. Next stop, go to Hip Hop Digest is the 60 Minutes poll claims that jazz is more important than hip hop. 60 Minutes more important than hip hop. A 60 Minutes Vanity Fair poll was taken. 73% of those answered about America, the types of American music. And it broke down like this. Basically, they just basically dissed hip-hop because they said that 73% said that jazz was more important to the 19% who said hip-hop was more important. And then it broke down specifically like this. You had country, which totaled 20%, which also beat out hip hop. Rock 10%, pop 9%, R&B, etc., 7%. And then they also asked the people, if your son or daughter had to study a type of an American music, how would it break down? Meaning groups. 33% said Beatles, and that's not really American, but then 14% said Mozart, 9% picked Michael Jackson, and think about this, we just talked about Old Girl, 5% said 9% said Billie Holiday, and 5% said Jay-Z.
Wow.
I'm actually glad about that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because even though they framed it as hip-hop, what they're talking about is rap music.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And overall, the coup de grace of the entire poll.
He said coup
de grace.
Damn right.
Made it up on the spot.
Damn right. To the entire poll is that they picked this generation out of all the generations of music. They picked generation to have the worst quality of music since, I guess, it doesn't matter when.
I was getting ready to say the same thing, because I read a little bit about that poll, and I was like, you know, first of all, you know, again, and I know y'all had this conversation before. First of all, you know, I'm tired of these publications that say, you know, hip hop, like it's just some kind of just like it's just one thing, like it's just rap music.
No doubt.
You know, but that's a whole, you know, I'm not even going to get into that conversation of it. But the aspect of it, the other question I had is, what do you mean by important? You know, you got to really define what that means, I guess, in terms of its contributions to, you know, America, or, you know,
well,
it's a weird question to me.
Well, yeah,
like,
I think
important.
Right.
It's a weird way to phrase it.
I mean, it's a loaded question. I think what they're placing on, maybe they should have said what is of more value. I think that people look at jazz as a more valued music.
You think that might have to do with the relative youth of hip hop? Even, you know, from back in the late 60s, early 70s, hip hop is still kind of like the baby of the bunch. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, that's true. I would think that. But unfortunately, even being the baby of the bunch at its height, jazz is not as big as what hip hop is. You know,
right, well, yeah, it's a different world. It's a different time.
Oh, no doubt. Time too, you know, and technology and everything, it certainly plays a role in that.
Right.
But I think important, I think it more is a value judgment. Now, again, it's a 60 Minutes Vanity Fair.
Right.
And the reason why I say that I'm glad of that is because it sends a signal. It sends a signal that there are serious thinking people who do listen to the corporate. See, the same people that the corporate was rapping to down at the art gallery read Vanity Fair. And so that means they're not putting the corporate in a long-term, you know, like, we're going to talk about Louis Armstrong. Or we're going to talk about Miles Davis.
Numbers don't lie.
You know, they're discounting him. Now, I'm sure all our ghetto folk out there are going to go ahead and remember what you're talking about. Jay, that nigga. Oh, okay, yeah, it's fine. You know, I know what you're saying. You know, but the white folk who gonna be standing around is gonna say, "Well, I'm gonna let y'all see how you get your history together. I'm gonna let you size up your history." That's where we come into play. That's when we start putting mofos in the proper perspective.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Does the corporate have a legacy in real hip hop and real rap? Of course he does. Of course he does. But there's going to be a big ass line for when he turned from Jay-Z to the corporate, and I'm going to outline it.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to remember too, Jazz has been with us, has been forming since, you know, the early 1900s.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it's so much a part of the fabric of this whole nation.
You got 100 years of it. Over 100 years, 1893, as a matter of fact, my son. So you have.
So if you had done this poll in, say, 1963, I bet you would have gotten a different answer. First of all, hip hop wouldn't have been a category, and jazz, in a lot of cases, and jazz, you know, coming up in the earlier part of the 20th century, jazz was looked upon in much the same way socially as hip hop is now.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
Derision and dismissiveness. And so they just said, well, what's the most important music? And it probably would have been, you know, some kind of classical or some shit like that.
I agree.
And jazz would have gotten dismissed. So that's part of it, too. So it's just it's another kind of apples and oranges comparison.
No doubt.
In terms of importance. Now, I bet you 20 years from now, because you got to remember, you know, I work with middle-aged white men that have been listening to hip-hop for the longest. And so when a lot of these characters grow up and they start having kids and grandkids, they're going to bring a lot of this tradition with them. I bet you if you do this for 20 years from now, you get a slightly different answer.
Oh, you're going to get a slightly different answer because what they hold dear is what's going to be the tradition. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about Chief Keef brung up in their home. You know what I mean? I don't know what they listen to. Could have been Heavy D, could be Salt and Pepper. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
But that tradition is going to be brung up. You see that if you go to a white wedding, you see that now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad, though, it takes two on in a minute.
Yeah, he will.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, no doubt. That's
the same reason why they legalizing weed. All these kids that grew up smoking weed now is in office, now running fucking shit. And guess what they said? Fuck it. Weed was all right for me. It's all right for everybody now.
There you go.
That's what's up.
Can I interject real quick?
By all means.
Your man.
My man?
Average bro.
Oh, wow.
Man, he keep playing, man. He keep playing. You want to know what he just said?
What'd he say?
He said, y'all heard that new Future joint, messing with King Killer.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, I'm not allowed to bring it up. I had I had a nice record me and Kurt G listened to, but I can't talk about that.
You will get arrested, sir.
So anyway, before we get out of here, it's Kurt G. I think he got his act together for the albums of the week.
Yes, sir. Speaking of De La, we talked about them a little earlier. This week we got De La Soul and Jay Dilla, Smell the Daisies. I smell the daisy, which stands for the inner soul of Yancey. Yes, it is.
That needs to be on my deck.
And then we got Marcus D's Simply Complex.
Okay.
And I didn't bring my instrumental album, but it'll be on there.
No doubt.
So you know that America Gazaway joint, that Yasin Gay joint is back available now.
Oh,
they're taking it down for a while. Yeah, they're taking it down for a while. I'll send y'all the link.
Mess with me, you know I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got it already?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That
John's been on rotation crazy.
Yeah, I slept because I was like, oh, I'm going to just go ahead and get it tomorrow when it first dropped. And I was like, I'm going to go ahead and get it tomorrow and burn it on time right now. And that John was gone. Next day I went and looked at it. They were like, yeah, RIAA was like, yeah, nah, take it down.
That's what's
up.
Especially after that Robin Dick situation.
No doubt. So, what you got, E-Color?
Oh, I just want to give the folks Hex or Hex Tech 101. Yo, I got to give him a shout out, yo. He sent that link for that movie, that documentary, Founding Fathers.
Oh, yeah.
By Chuck D. Yo. If you want to know anything about DJing, like for real, how it became what it was and is, you need to peep that. Founding Fathers, narrated by Chuck D. It's on YouTube. It's like an hour and a half long. You gonna watch it in one sitting.
That's what's up. So anyway, thanks to the governor, George J, for appearing on the show.
Hip-hop today, hip-hop tomorrow. Yeah. Hip-hop.
Who y'all got next month? Y'all still working that out?
We gotta reach into the fishbowl, bro.
Reach into the fishbowl. Somebody might come up to the top of that fishbowl. We're thinking about it.
You get some estrogen in here, man.
Okay,
hey.
We might.
What about Houston Socialite? I see her hitting y'all up on the Twitter.
Yeah, it's a strong possibility.
You're the governor.
Yeah, you're going to see you lobbying again, man.
It's the governor.
Hey, cut his mic.
You know what? I'm gonna make a decision right now. The governor just spoke. Houston Socialite, what's good next month?
Oh, he just passed that.
Holla at us.
He just bypassed the Senate.
Yeah, he just cut us off and said, I'm saying Houston Socialite. So what's up? You good? Next month will be Houston Socialite if she wants to get it.
No doubt. So for Kurt G, who Debo-ing niggas up in here, we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Governor Debo'd us first. right, one.
Praise, positively, I'm acquitted. Enemies publicly shame my utility, but after the battle, their mentions I'm with it. Simply, soon, well moved. Vinyl like groove, transistors are never more shown with light. Wind vocal flow brings it all down in ruins. Designed with the sounds of Dilla, we call it plug tuning.
Are we on the air?
We in the D tonight, y'all.
Are we on the air?
We live with Dilla tonight.
Are we on the air?
Yo. Shout out to my dudes.
Ayo,
gaze at the sight of a method. Dive beneath the depth of a never-ending verse. Gasping and swallowing every last letter. Vocalized liquid holds the quench of your thirst. Reasons for the rhythm is the causes unknown. Different individuals are dazzled by the showbiz. Auditions are gathered, but the soul would just rather hold a count at three and leave it as it is. Flow to the sway of my do-re. Me, I'm a fixed lunatic who a hawk. Words are sent to the vents of all humans, then converted to a phrase called talk. Musical notes will send a new motto. Every last poem is recited at noon. Focus is set. Let your Polaroids click as we capture the essence of Dilla with this plug tune.
We in the
D tonight, y'all.
Are we on the air?
We here for Dilla tonight.
Are we on the air?
Yo, show love, it's my dudes.
Hello, Mom.
Flowing in foul with a new style. Barrels all cleaned and loaded for salute. Chanters with a choice, standing steady like my mouthpiece. Paragraph preacher, now introduced. Drums are heard sounding off in each and every person. Vocal confetti is thrown at top stage. Roses and violets aren't proper. The throwing, the showing, appreciation. Why? This is a daisy age. Hands won't sweat cause there's no threat. Micro stay dry while places soul use. Rhymes aren't fables but stable to be on time. Cause they market tit and label speaker past the news. The stitch will fit with every consumer. Microphone use and self will start blooming. Profit and cause can never be lost. All due to the sounds of Dilla. We call it plug tune.
Are we on the air?
We in the D tonight.
Are we on the air?
We here with Dilla tonight, y'all.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, salute my dukes.
Hello, Mom. Are we on the air?
We in the D tonight.
Are we on the air?
We reppin' Dilla tonight, y'all.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, and put it up for my dukes.
Hello, Mom.
Get down. We get down tonight. We get down.
It's that 70s flow, son. Sound like Yafet Kodo. Yo, this sound like that Yafet Kodo, son. That Beretta right there. Word. 70s flow.
Born in the 70s and still bustin' moves like a young MC. What can I say? Good dungarees, jeans. Clean living, esteem driven. On the scene, cause I seen something missing. It's that new diction. Slang editorial, memorial for any MC going toe to toe. Blow for blow the flow, smoking Joe Frazier Major. Pen float across the paper like it's vapor, neighbor. Ghost ride, I'm co-signed by no guy. It's courtesy of the most high, like bow ties. Bean pies, final calls. Back at it like spinal cords. I am Lord, write classics when I am bored. Burn something, smoke louder than a lion roar. King of the jungle with a bundle of that jazz hop. Get stone and digs, we got it padlocked.
Yeah.
Strengthen numbers, but you strong as your weakest link. Better off solo if you thorough when your niggas ain't. You be in Soho, I'm in boroughs that you niggas can't. Go visit Dolo without Popo while you pay your rent. Taxes, extortion, hood times, 10% of your fortune. Good lies, I'm hearing from rappers often. No hood ties, I'm worldwide, I'm bossing. Miss me with the flossing. You diss me, your career's in a coffin. If you garner a response, I will pawns de Leon on your world, drop a flag on it. And your girl is coming with me. Where's Frank? Where you think you coming with me? Get your stuff. Every word is rough, every rhyme is tough. The world's mine, I'm right behind whoever great. Whoever dope, I already ate. You messing with a heavyweight, and you a Kenyan, even if you catch him. I will knock you out, homie. That's word. I'm a little dude, but I'm a heavyweight, man. Heavyweight rhyme writer. Gas Lab, Trom Diggs, Jazz Hop, perfected. Respected.
Pride is my only friend. My inner peace falls victim to my anger. Floating through my city, vision blurry, holding bangers. The ghost whispers, leave my steps as the earth shakes. Negotiation for my soul, I'm at heaven's gate. To cross the murky waters, praying for my daughters. The fear of failure is familiar to a scared father. I fight against the ideology given in prison. If hatred consumes the church, then what's the point of religion? Sadistic intuition polluted my way of living. Fanatical, my ambition, a practical sister wisdom. Killing before I'm missing the city and free slaves. But fame mean to split the sea. See, I follow the commandments of vigilante priests. The dark is so warm, but my home is the streets. Forgive me.
Yet I never sweat, so I'm dodging a life sentence.
Evil incarnate, how do you live as a target? Thirsty for knowledge, but I can't bring my pistol to college. Astonished to hurt, how he in shackles, but always at work. Trying to provide, so I don't find myself beside court. I married a Jezebel, the pussy was poison. The blood of slaves cover my face, am I anointed? Quoted by adolescent Nero, devoid of a common sense. They shattered the chosen people while I move with an iron fist.
Rebellious in spirit, the essence of perseverance. The king of a lost tribe, born in the heart of the district. But burn a spark at the entrance of temples ending existence.
Is it glory? What's his story? Cause his will could get me killed, so it's still I elope with. When you can't afford an accord, I think it's better to focus. Forgive me.
The money and your homies jump ship. Prostitute my pride in order to get rich. But all I have is the clothes on my back. Look, bitch, I live in that county where kings are treated as slaves. But I see through the eyes of Stevie Wonder and Ray. Stevie Wonder and Ray. But I see through the eyes of Stevie Wonder and Ray. Lost in my world, my enemies on watch. On the path to destruction, I'm looking for roadblocks under construction. This is the only way I can function. Lost in my world, my enemies on watch. On the path of destruction, I'm looking for roadblocks under construction. This is the only way I can function.
If you would take a good look between the lines, you could see the vision inside my mind. If you would take a good look between the lines, see the vision inside my mind.
Like they did my nigga Smokey. 25 years did a stretch on a humble. It's all laid out, but I'm not gonna stumble. My man on the corner, pocket full of rocks, neck full of bling and a sock full of knots. Cops on the block, cause something just occurred. You really wanna die, then it's nothing but a word. Puffing on the herb, sipping on the OE. These dudes mean mugging, but they really don't know me. So I whisper to my homie, he told me this the deal. I'm handing you the steel, if you real, nigga, show me. And I ain't backing down, like Howard in the paint. I gotta show the world that a coward's what I ain't. My mama gon' faint in the court when she hears. The judge throw the book, give me 35 years, I'm stuck. Is it lust? Betrayed trust never fails. Shorty's illiterate, but have me caught up in a spell. I'm caught up in this hell, should've did something different. Smiles and thick thighs is all I seem to envision. Bottle popping and champagne toasting most of the night. Shorty rubbing my wood like Apollo amateur night. Grab her and took flight, where do you wanna go? To the car, to the crib, should we go to the motel? What the hell, she said, come to my place. Okay. Sex was on my mind, impatient and couldn't wait. We made it to a place in Brooklyn, out in the Ville. Treat her ass like Braille. As a cop, me and Phil, that pussy I'm gonna kill. Wait till I get up in it. She need to freshen up, told me give her a minute. That's when these two cats rolled out, I was confronted. Pulled their guns out and quickly told me to run it. Oh no. She been cheating on me with some nigga named Sam. And Sam thinks I'm not aware, but I am. And I'ma show them both that I'm a killer like Cam. He sends flowers to a job every week, every week. He calls her phone late night is when they speak. When they speak. When I'm in bed is when she slithers off the creek. Just because my eyes closed, that don't mean a nigga sleep. I'm pretty sure it's more secrets that you keep. And you and Sam probably got some feelings that are deep. But just remember, what you sow is what you reap. And I'ma dead this nigga just so I can see his mama weep. You and this dude at your favorite little spot. Little spot. I get the drop, you at a diner up the block. Up the block. Walk through the door and I got the hammer cocked. Then I stop, cause Sam is really Samantha. Wait, what?
What a tangled web we weave, like and squeeze, wind up in the bed with thieves. This is sick manipulation, the web is as thin as a thread. You walk into a sticky situation, you nice and befriend them, being shiesty is in them. Not liking your momentum, then they bite you with the venom. All of your life, you've been fighting to prevent them. Love's different, blood dripping on your Nikes and your denim. Sacramento, she walked out the black limo. M.O. was bad luck, named the Black Widow. Every man she slept with passed away. Even me, I pray I don't pass today. In that black dress, her legs stunned, could say the web spun. Thoughts of her, I can't keep my head from. I wonder who's the next victim on her list now. Feeling kinda sick now, hold up, let me sit down. Got me.
What? these niggas won't. Niggas got either rap, throw or blow a nigga spot. Nigga, dig a plot. When the plot's dug, get your drug, check your spark plug, and meet me on the highway. Come through my way, you could cop some. I take you there and back, to where it's at. Till I'm rocking Terrors with the Ferris stack. Or be Barry's facts. Let me tear this track out, if not, pull the Mac out. Y'all running like I'm running through Black House in the blackout. Backed out when I stepped up. Laugh now, then I crept up. Baby Jackson was the rest up. Heads up, about to drop shit. On your top shit, out the cockpit. Cops with blocks couldn't stop shit. Optics watch this, they both glistening. Niggas is sickening, kicking that Pulp Fiction. Too many flicksin', ain't really mixing. Screaming while he flipsin', getting high as blitzing. Shit, my addiction. The rocks like docks to ships in. Glocks to clips in. Shots for three blocks to hits. Rebox to chickens. Plot to stickin'. To the wire. Rhymes cause havoc like magic. They won't retire. That's moving wire. Blow more spots than a little bit. Blew up this spot, blew up that spot. I'm a party starter, so probably hotter than the crack spot. Hit the jackpot when the black dot. Profit, so I'm making rap shots till the trash stop. Stop it if you try scoping, with eyes open. This high potent, 4-5 toting. If you lie smoking, you die token. No end niggas is sparked, or is it the drug that make these figures of thugs? Make niggas live with the slug. Cause I give it the buzz with a few leaves blaze. Watch it release flame like it's judged it. F-100, bigger vendettas, figures and jealous. Fuck baby, settled for cheddar. Six figures and better. Figured head up with tournament, then hang them like ornaments. Play them like tournaments. You're naked like take it, that's all of it. You should have thought of it before you walk. Step before the crook. Since you lap before you look, I step before you shook. Why? Tend to get the ends with your men. Ah, quickly react, put the Mac to your friend. Ah, lie, got me red. Ah, see your heads fly. Smack his head over the floor, of the jet. Ah, rats, blow your arms back. So don't hand me that. Slam me that, don't tickle. If you cripple, catch your handicap. Catch wreck with the checks up. F and steps up, next up, you're broken. As I get open like a flesh cut. So what you soaking? Like choking, them choking. Think I'm kidding, choking. I got the cloak and I'ma split the open. Bring the blues like the news. The question is which knife to use. Your quest, like the fuse. Watch me blow more spots than a little bit.
I know,
you're killing it. Blow more spots than a little bit.
Slow down, son.
You're killing it. Blow more spots than a little bit.